Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Catherine Levesque. Welcome to this Happy Tuesday, or whatever day you happen to be listening to it on. Today, I'm going to talk about readers and authors conferences from my perspective. I'm sure a lot of you who have not been to any conferences kind of wonder what goes on and what happens, and if they're really for readers, if they're really just for the authors, and that is a very good question. Some conferences seem to be geared more towards the authors. In other words, classes for the authors, learning how to run your business, classes on new opportunities, revenue streams, basically how to run your business. That would be conferences like, for instance, RWA, and that's Romance Writers of America. That is more definitely more geared towards authors. But then there are a lot of other conferences going on that really want readers because they have book signings. And, you know, a book signing is nothing if you don't have people there to actually buy your books and or at least get promotional copies and that kind of thing. So anyway, let's talk about conferences from my perspective. Let's talk about the pros. The pros of conferences for an author and even for a reader. So this is going to kind of be a combined pro. One of the pros is networking. That is probably the biggest pro. You meet people, you connect with them, and from a reader to an author and an author to a reader, that is invaluable. That is exactly why we go to conferences. We go there so we can meet our readers, and just as readers go there so they can meet their favorite authors. And you know what, honestly, none of us really go there, and I'm speaking from an author's perspective, but none of us really go there to make money. We don't go there to sell books so that we can make money. We go there so we can meet readers who want to meet us and who are excited about what we write about. That's the primary reason I go. I go because I want to meet my readers and I want to talk to them and I want to see them face to face and I want to give them swag that I order for them. I've got some great swag, and that's actually another pro of going to a conference. You get some great stuff. I mean, you know, I'm one of those authors that I'll walk up and down the aisles and look and see what everybody else has got and then go out and, you know, order what I liked. I saw some cute stuff this time around. I try to get stuff that's different. Everybody has pens. I mean, there's nothing wrong with pens, of course, but everybody has pens. And by the end of the conference, they'll give you these big bags to carry around. You can put swag in. You have 5,000 pens. So if you have a pen, it kind of, you know, as an author, it kind of gets buried and it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, which is kind of get your name out there. So I go for stuff that's a little more off the beaten path. I had lip balm, which everybody uses, and I also had those rubber bracelets that you see sometimes. Lance Armstrong had a yellow one that said Lip Strong across it. Mine say Catherine Levesque, Medieval England just got real. I know, what else would it say, right? So swag is another reason to go, because you get all these great things to remind you about these wonderful authors. So next time you pick up a bookmark or a card or even a fan, some of them have fans, you see that author's name, you think, oh man, I'm going to run out and see what that author has. What's new? What she's written? What has she written lately? So swag is not just freebies from authors to give to readers to buy their loyalty, but it's reminders of who we are, and this is our business, and this is what we do, and we're very excited to get our product out to you, and the product, in this case, our books. So something else at conferences that are actually very important are classes, lots and lots of workshops, lots and lots of classes, and these are for both readers and authors. There are some classes, like for instance, how to work iBooks or how to work the Kindle Direct platform that readers don't really care about. They don't need to know. But then there are other classes given by authors that are specifically meant for readers. This past conference I was at this past weekend was the InDescribe conference, and it was the inaugural year put on by Inditel Magazine and Red Coat Public Relations, and it was really well written, really well done, very well organized, thought out, well planned. Those are the kind of conferences that both readers and authors really like to attend, because it's not like everything is in chaos. That's no fun. I mean, you want something that's well planned and well attended. I gave three workshops this past weekend. One was how to navigate the Kindle Direct platform, and of course that was geared for authors. But then I gave other classes, and one was talking about book boyfriends and what do you like in your heroes? What don't you like? We talked about the heroes that we write about. We talked about the qualities that they have. We talked about what, you know, if we have written a hero that wasn't particularly popular, what made him not particularly popular with readers. And that was a class for readers. And that is something that, as an author, it is so valuable to have a reader sitting in there, readers and telling us what they like. The feedback is phenomenal. But it's also a class for authors because you've got a lot of fledgling authors sitting in that class going, oh, okay, this is the kind of alpha hero that this genre likes. And that's another thing that was really interesting. I did the panel with several other authors of different genres, and it's interesting to see how the expectations of a hero's characteristic changes with the genre. For instance, you have a medieval. Let's just go with medieval. I'm pulling that out of the hat, right? That's not obvious. Go with a medieval hero. A medieval hero must be an alpha male. That is not a negotiable point. He must be smart. He must be well-trained. This is a dark time. It's a time of warfare. He must be smart on the battlefield. He must understand politics. He must understand how the world works. That's a medieval hero. Then you get into a Regency hero where they're much more gentlemanly. They don't have to be fighters. But even though the some characteristics change from genre to genre, the core of a hero doesn't. The core of a hero is always honorable. He's always an honorable man. He's always a good man. He always has a good moral compass. If he didn't at the beginning of the book when it started, he must have that at the end. So classes like that are really beneficial for not only readers, but for writers. So I had a lot of fun doing that. And I always love getting up in front of my readers and other authors and just kind of talking about books and what I do and how I do it. A lot of things I will also do happen to be business talk. I talk a lot about business. I talk about different revenue streams and different opportunities for writers because right now it's such I don't want to say it's the Wild West of publishing, but it kind of is. This time right now is very fluid, and it changes from day to day, month to month. New things come up, new trends come up. Readers like new things. And as a reader, I'm sure you always are coming. I mean, you like the same things, but I'm sure you're always finding new things to like. And as an author, that's important for all of us writers to understand what our readers like and what's trending with them. For such a long time, it was vampires and paranormal. That's not trending anymore. Now the big trend seems to be historicals and sci-fi, believe it or not. So that's always, classes are totally beneficial when they talk about things like that, beneficial to readers and the writers. One of the other big things that are really great about conferences are the camaraderie. You meet these people. You sit down, you have lunch with them, you have breakfast with them. You come to know these authors as people. You know, we're people. We don't, I'm kind of a machine because I write, you know, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I was going to say writers aren't machines, but that doesn't really apply to me because I think in a sense I kind of am sometimes because of the way my brain works. I sit down, I write a lot, I write constantly. But the camaraderie from these conferences is you walk away with it making new friends. And these are people that hopefully will stay with you for a very, very long time, and you will see them at future conferences. And that's always a lot of fun. For an author, I get to meet fellow authors that maybe I just know on Facebook or, you know, or I just have heard of their name and see them on Amazon or whatever. It's really cool to meet other authors and see them face-to-face and just make friends, you know. I have made so many friends at these conferences, not just with authors, but with readers. I mean, I have readers that will show up at a conference just to see me. And we're friends. I mean, we really are. And that is such a wonderful and rewarding thing. So conferences in that sense, in the sense of the camaraderie and the networking and the classes and the swag. Let's not forget the swag. It's a lot of fun, and it's really a great thing to participate in. Now, talk a little about the cons of the conference. the cons can be the expenses. I mean, let's face it, it's not cheap to go stay in a hotel for two or three nights. It's not cheap to eat. You have to be smart about that. Some conferences will offer package deals. For instance, for, you know, $499, you get three nights of hotels and you get two meals a day comp. Those are good deals. So when you look at conferences, look to see if they have package deals. Some conferences will let you enter the book signing, usually held on Saturday, because, of course, that's when nobody, you know, people are off work. Sometimes they let you just buy a ticket for the book signing. And if that's all you really want to do, that's great. So just when you're signing up for conferences or looking at them to attend them, just be smart about what you're actually paying for. Don't pay for more than what you need. But I would really encourage you to attend book signing conferences if you can at all do that. Especially if you're, you know, a big reader and you really have these authors that you would really love to meet, it is a perfect venue. I mean, I cannot tell you the readers that I have met at book signing conferences and we've sat and talked for a half hour. I mean, that is fabulous. It's fabulous for them and even better for me because I get to meet the people who are actually reading my characters and loving them and bringing them to life. You know, I have a couple who they've come to a couple of my my conferences, and they've driven from Kansas. So they've driven like two or three days to come and see me. I love them, and I love that. And that is just such a – I don't want to say it validates everything you do as an author, but it kind of does in a sense. It really makes all that blood, sweat, and tears really worthwhile to see that there are people out there that just love what you produce so much that they just want to meet you. And, of course, I want to meet them. So I would very much encourage you as a reader, if you can all go to a conference, at least one, or a book signing, go to a book signing. You know, I used to have these, I still do. This is why I don't do bookstore book signings, small bookstore book signings, because I can remember walking past bookstores and seeing an author sitting there with books to sign, and nobody was signing for it. And that is just, to me, that's like my biggest nightmare. Somebody sitting in Barnes & Noble and people will be like, who the hell is Catherine Levesque? You know, and just kind of passing me up and pitying me because I'm sitting there like a pathetic idiot with no books, nobody to sign books for. So, yeah, I really don't do small book signings, but I may change that in the future, particularly if I get print books into bookstores like the plan is supposed to go. So conferences are really something that you, if you can at all consider doing it. Couple of pointers though, when as a reader attending a conference, you know, we talked about package deals, we talked about expenses, eating cheaply. Don't be afraid to run down the corner to McDonald's to get breakfast. You know what I mean? It really beats a $25 breakfast in the hotel gift shop, and because that can really add up quickly. Sharing rooms, find other readers to go with where other readers are going and share rooms, and you really cut expenses down on that one. And because a lot of people do, and actually a lot of authors do too. You'll hear three or four authors to a room just to cut down on expenses. So that's how they go. So we've already talked about spending wisely, sharing rooms, expenses, looking for package deals. So go online, run a search for, I believe you can, it's Readers or Writers Conventions, and there are schedules, there are websites that have schedules that pop up. I can recommend a few. I can definitely recommend the Indescribe that I just attended. It also depends on the genre you're looking for, because some conventions have more of a, like some are more erotica, some are more fiction. So just look and see what they're more geared towards. So you don't, if you don't want erotica, you don't end up at an erotica convention and all you really wanted was like women's fiction. Yeah, that's not a mistake you really want to make. So that is it for our episode of today. Thank you so much for listening. And it's been a lot of fun. I think I gave you a lot of information, but it's a lot of stuff to think about. And we'll see you next time on, I'm going to call it the Catherine Levesque Radio Show. How about that? I think it works. Thanks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.